Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're very well. You're listening to Autistic Voices on UK Health Radio. I'm Evelyn Charmer. I'm a paediatric therapist and I'm the director of Ed Elf Child Therapy Limited and its sister training company for therapists, the Child Hypnotherapy Institute. And I've recently been diagnosed autistic myself. So I'm very inspired to bring you a diverse and rich range of autistic voices from the community. People who are diagnosed, people who are not diagnosed, people who work alongside and collaborate with autistic families or autistic adults, people who identify as neurodivergent. Please come and join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at Evelyn, that's E-V-A-L-Y-N-N-E, at childhypnotherapyinstitute.com, or contact me via the show. Thank you for joining me with Autistic Voices on UK Health Radio. Hello, listeners. You're listening to Autistic Voices on UK Health Radio. I'm Evelyn Charmer, and my guest of the day is a wonderful young man by the name of Cade Hill. And he's also known by another name, a pseudonym, Go Faster Boy, which is his music performance name. So welcome to the show, Cade.
Hi there.
Hello. Can you just tell us how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 25.
I always start the show, Cade, by thinking about something we're grateful for today. So I'll start by saying I'm really grateful to have met you. I've heard a lot about you because I know your father, and it's brilliant to have met you in person, because apart from anything else, you know, it's really great to know that there are young people in the world doing amazing things with their talents, like you are with your music and rapping, which we'll talk about later, and a bit of DJing too, and especially young people who have had lots of challenges in life growing up linked to being autistic and ADHD. So I'm really grateful for you. You're welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you. And what are you grateful for today?
Yeah, I'm grateful for the opportunity to get this radio interview. I think there can be differences between neurotypical environments and neurodiverse environments. Autistic Voices provides a platform for young people such as myself to talk about what's gone well, what's gone difficult, but equally to share our talents and interests. I'm looking to plug my music because I'm looking for any opportunities that are available to me. So I appreciate the fact that I'm able to come on the show and talk about things.
Oh, me too. And you're welcome to talk about this in any way you choose. So there's absolutely no pressure to feel like, in order to promote yourself and your music, that you have to talk about anything you're not comfortable with. So you do know that. And we've done quite a lot of work in preparation for today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want listeners to know that as well. So let's start then by, you said that you're hoping to promote your music. And I know that, but if we go right back to when you were much younger, you started with the guitar, didn't you?
Yeah, I was quite obsessional with my guitar playing. I think I struggled with getting into fantasy, but that had its positives as well. I guess with kind of autistic masking, there was a lot that I didn't understand about other people. I struggled to interpret my own emotion, and I struggled to read and understand emotional cues with other people. And I guess I just needed a place to go. I started off on drums initially. My dad noticed I had a talent for music and encouraged me to do the drums. And then I moved to guitar. And at a young age, I was, I think, 10 or 12 at the time, I was in a band with two 17-year-olds.
Wow.
Who were part of the youth service. And we actually, we took part in a talent competition, Cyprus Has Got Talent, and we won it. And I did it the year before on the drums also, and I won that. And I guess it was just a place to go. I very much remember kind of relating everything to my guitar playing. I kind of saw my own identity as the guitar. So who was Cade? Cade's guitar. Well, I was just going to say it had its strengths in that I became accomplished on my instrument and I've developed a style of original music. But I suppose, as we'll get onto in later life, it became difficult at times because I just struggled to focus on other areas of my life. And I think as I got older, more towards kind of 14 to 18, that's when I struggled with peer relationships and life just got a bit more complex, you know, people going off to university, secondary education. And it's kind of led me to the place where I am now. I've had a lot of struggles with anxiety, but I feel in a great place now to start plugging my music and moving forward with performing. Because since the kind of support that's been put in place by my dad and the help that I had being diagnosed by the Tuke Centre, it's meant that my confidence has come back, and we'll talk about it, but just recently I've started doing some open mic nights and performing, and I'm looking to get my name out there.
I think that's absolutely wonderful, Cade, and what's coming across really strongly is that you're very resilient, and even when you were really struggling as a younger person and a child and then a teenager, you found that going somewhere, like you said, you needed somewhere to go, and that was music for you and instruments. You found that being able to do that helped you become more accomplished at it, which in turn then feeds into your identity as a musician.
Yeah,
and helps
much.
And gives you that courage and that confidence to be doing what you're doing now. And I imagine having won those competitions in Cyprus 2 years running, once as a drummer, then as a guitarist, must have been really life-affirming about being a musician and that it wasn't just fantasy.
Yeah, I think when I was young, I think being out in the military, because my dad got a job as a youth worker, I was out in Cyprus, and then after that I spent time in Germany.
Yeah,
there was opportunity through the youth service, and I think as well, I struggled very much in social situations, but being the youth worker's son, I was able to get a blueprint for how to be in those environments. So I was able to play on stages. I did take part in talent shows, and I was able to play with other bands. I guess the struggles came later when I moved back to the UK. The schooling environment was a lot different. And I think as I got older, that's when I kind of felt like a neurodivergent person in a neurotypical world. I had a few bad experiences with my music where I was constantly being misunderstood. And I think the music industry is hard enough to break into. I think if you're autistic and ADHD at the same time, it can be difficult to get the breaks. So I think, you know, I want to say that I'm looking for support if anyone's listening, because I believe in my stuff. I think I've got some good music. But I'll be honest, sometimes when it comes to communication, I'm just not too switched on as how to go about things. I'm putting myself out there, I'm doing performances, but it's an area I'm still learning about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're doing amazingly well with all of those limitations that you talk about with your communication, social skills, relationships, things you find more difficult to navigate, let's say.
Yeah.
But they're not impossible, and things that it's about doing things in a way that works for you. Now, I've found that in order to help you to have today on the radio, as long we met in person, yeah, that helped you to sort of picture who I am and talk to me a bit about you and the show and how it might work. And then we've had emails, haven't we?
Yeah.
And been able to sort of think about what you want to say. So I think it's about maybe having the right support. And so when you say you're looking for support for your music, I know that you've just started at college, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm doing a level 2 course. I tried a degree a couple of years ago, And I was okay on the modules that was about creating music. I actually got top marks. But when it came to kind of the written tasks, I just couldn't keep up, and equally kind of the communication aspect of the course as well. I was really struggling with my relationships because I just didn't understand other people. I hadn't been diagnosed yet. So I'm doing a level 2 music production course at East Riding College. And I'm hoping with that, that I can kind of move forward with some local connections. The two tutors do music themselves. They're in a couple of bands, and they play music. So I guess I'm enjoying being in that environment, working with new musicians. There's access to a studio as well. And I'm just trying to increase my presence in Hull.
Yes.
I've got a social care plan in place, and that allows me to have access to Rocket Studio in Hull. And I'm going to be recording my music. I mean, my stuff's on SoundCloud at the minute, but in the next couple of months, I'm going to be putting my stuff on Spotify and Apple Music. I'm working on a debut album called Trigger Warning. It's just going to have 8 songs on it. And yeah, I guess when it comes to help, I think in terms of connecting with people, in terms of managing promotion, that's an area where I've been weak on before. I think sometimes it's been because of my anxiety, but I think now it's more that I just sometimes struggle to know the way, know the system. You know, how do you introduce yourself? How do you say things to people? But like I said, I've been getting some good reactions, so I'm feeling hopeful for the future.
That's really, really great. And you know yourself better now. I think anyone knows that those teenage years are really challenging. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
As you're maturing, and so much to navigate and so much to get your head around and deal with emotions and social interaction and relationships and also education. As you said, you know, you were in a setting which felt very neurotypical, and you know now that you were finding that difficult in itself. So to have come out of the other side of that and be in a position now where you're a lot more clearer of what you need, as well as what you can offer the world, then I think that's fantastic. We're going to listen to your rock guitar ballad.
Cool.
And then we'll come back after that.
Oh, Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Cade Hill today on my Autistic Voice of the Week. So welcome back, Cade.
Hello.
We're just listening to the rock guitar ballad. So how old were you when you wrote that?
I think I was 17, possibly 18.
Right, okay. Yes, a few years ago now. Would you say your music's evolved since then?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I started off the drums. I then moved on to guitar. And I did a lot of things on my guitar. I was in a couple of bands. I had a lot of projects working with female lead singers on some of my rock stuff. Did a few gigs in Hull. But then I guess I realized that I wanted to get on the mic myself. I wanted to learn to sing and to write lyrics because I felt like when it came to opportunity, I wanted to have more control over my music so I would be able to be a bit more independent and just go out and gig myself. So I started off singing my rock stuff and then I moved over to rap. I mean, I spent some time with a few mates in high school and I got into hip hop. A big influence of mine is Eminem, Dr. Dre, Tupac. And I just began writing lyrics and kind of lyric writing was something that I really enjoyed. And I found it a good way to kind of begin to understand myself also. And I think there's opportunity to write about neurodiversity, to include lyrics that kind of describe how I can get into fantasies and kind of take on multiple personas. I mean, I think in the show we're going to play The Shadow. I've also got a song called Jekyll and Hyde on my SoundCloud page, gofasterboyrecords.com, or just Go Faster Boy Records, sorry, if you type that into Google. And yeah, the songs kind of describe my neurodivergency. Like I said, Eminem was a big kind of influence for me. And rap's something I'm focusing on now. I want to push that forward because I feel comfortable with it and I enjoy the art of lyricism.
Yeah. And it's very courageous of you to be able to use music to A, express yourself as a neurodivergent young man going through life, but B, be able to reach other people with it. Because I think that's the thing, isn't it? That's your communication. And you said earlier on in the show, you've struggled with communication. Well, I think it's about finding the right way to be expressing yourself and heard by other people. And it sounds like music is your communication.
Yeah. I mean, I think my aim is to kind of make my music more accessible because I think there are a lot of neurodivergent opportunities out there. And I think people who haven't had that awareness or opportunity around them. And I guess with my branding and my music page, I kind of just want it to be a cool space for young people, kind of something where I can represent what I'm doing and my thing. And kind of, I mean, some of my lyrics are quite hard hitting. I just talk the truth. I say what's real for me. I mean, I'm aware of the audience as well. I tailor things for my performances. But I think it's important sometimes to really get that message across of look, this is how things are for neurodiverse people. And I think I do it in a way that's musical. And I think I do it in a way that doesn't offend other people who are neurotypical. I like to think that my music kind of is appealing for both markets. I've had good feedback recently from people who are autistic and ADHD. And I've had good feedback from people who aren't on the spectrum also.
Yeah, and that's it. And this show goes out to the whole, you know, we're all human. That's it. Whether our brains are in processing information in one way or another way or a million different ways, it doesn't really matter. I think this show's all about help. Exactly what you're saying. It's about reaching everybody, trying to develop a mutual understanding. And every single person's an individual.
Yeah.
And every single person I meet wipes out anything I've ever learned about autism or ADHD from the previous 1,800 people I've met, because everyone is different. Yeah. And it's the same with neurotypical people. And I think we spend too much focusing on how our brains function as defining us. So I love what you're doing. And I can see a longer term vision of you being able to help other young people wherever they are and whatever they identify with.
Thank you.
As a human being. So, yeah, no, well done. I think you're doing absolutely ace. What's the next song you wanted to play?
The Shadow.
So before we get into that, just to explain to listeners what the song's about and where you were in your life when you wrote it.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I was in quite a dark place. I think from about the ages 18 to 24, I struggled with isolation. I had bad depression, a lot of anxiety. And it was that problem again of, I think I'd put so much into my music, but I just wasn't getting my music heard. I struggled to make connections with people given what I didn't understand. And my diagnosis was fairly new to me. I started getting into psychology a little bit, and I was kind of inspired by Carl Jung's description of the shadow, kind of a concept of there being darker parts of the human psyche, and about kind of integrating that within you. So I was going through some dark times, and essentially the shadow is a conversation with myself. Kind of, it starts off with a chorus that is kind of about sending voices through, about hearing this other part calling to me. And then the first verse is essentially my more anxious self. And the second verse is the more darker side kind of replying. So it's a bit of a concept song. But I'm proud of The Shadow because I had good fun writing the lyrics. And I like to think that it's got a good flow to it. And I think it's a pretty decent hip hop song, if I may say.
Well, let's listen to it, Cade. And if you're listening out there and that sounds like something that would trigger you in a negative way, please go make a cup of tea or go and busy yourself for the next few minutes. Well, if you think it might be something you're interested in and it might be help you, and you're just interested in hearing the song, we're going to play it now.
Knock, knock, it is me. I keep sending you the voices, but you won't let me free. I'm a part of you, brother, don't you see? I've been steering you away from life and killing all your dreams. Always us, just the two, spilling out my darkness as I take control of you. I will bring you fear and throw away love, lock your soul in a prison so that you don't open up. I have you hidden, I've been growing bigger as your heart begins to rise. And I'm the filth, the toxic waste, excuses that you tell yourself, the shadow that you hate.
Soaking like ink, scrubbing my skin, spill the water and rinse. Need a vaccine, gotta be clean, buy some new jeans, ironed and steamed. Cause I've seen loads, couple ghosts as best friends to guide me along and help me with dress sense. Haunts me when I think about who I was since. I don't wanna know or look at the past tense. I'm just saying, dog, you mess me up, living off your impulse, and I keep calling it bad luck. All your darker traits and the depth of hate, but a joker's bet is the risk that I made. Drowning in loss cause I lost the ace, now I own my soul and I'm out of the game. But you ain't turning me the same. No, you ain't turning me the same. If it's two of us and this a debut, you share my thoughts in the same face too. When I talk, you drop the clues. So what comes out is a bit of me and then a bit of you. A bit of me and then a bit of you. I know that you've got in my head because I lose myself when you do. As you lust for domination, a psycho side, an exaggeration. But I got an urge, I felt temptation to cause the hurt for entertainment.
Knock, knock, it is me. I keep sending you the voices, but you won't let me free. I'm a part of you, brother, don't you see? I've been steering you away from life and killing all your dreams. Always us, just the two. Spilling out my darkness as I take control of you. I will bring you fear and throw away love. Lock your soul in a prison so that you don't open up.
So who's talking? Is it me or is it you? You're addicted to my presence because I don't feel like you do. And I'm impulsive, a novelty seeker. Yeah, that one's true. Put money on a life, dead or alive, and see the fate they choose. Cowardly decisions, that's the way that you were living. But now you've been bitten, and I'm seeing all the symptoms. You need a jab or it could flare up. I'm not a doctor, not one you can trust to make a master remove love. Feeling the rage coming on as it hits like a drug. Inject a lethal dose, but I only want death close as I spread onto the host. And I need you beaten and bruised, broken apart in pieces, confused. I feed on the heart, the good I consume. You scared of the dark? Well, I'll get you through. You got it? I know we're not the same, but I've been working on a vision. Do you want to play a game? The Joker? The Devil? Jeffrey? Pick a name. I'm go fast, the boy, the reckless one, a villain to entertain. And now you see my plan all along, to steal you so I can grow strong. A sub-personality bonding on the shadow that narrates this song. Concealing truth, got my mask on. Now there's two, so grab a passport. Which play do I choose? Jet or Cold Core? We're flying soon, weapons on board.
Knock, knock, it is me. I keep sending you the voices, but you won't let me free. I'm a part of you, brother, don't you see? I've been steering you away from life and killing all your dreams. Always us, just the two. Spilling out my darkness as I take control of you. I will bring you fear and throw away love. Lock your soul in a prison so that you don't open up.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, welcome back to Autistic Voices on UK Health Radio. I'm Evelyn Charmer and I'm speaking to Cade Hill. You just listened to one of his songs from his younger years that he wrote and performed called The Shadow. And we were talking before the break, weren't we, Cade, about why you wrote the song and what was going on for you. Do you find it quite therapeutic to put your thoughts, feelings and experiences into songs and music?
Yeah, very much so. I think the main thing I've noticed that it helps me with is my articulation. Typically, I struggle with memory recall. I mean, like you said in earlier on in the interview, we've kind of emailed each other back and forward and met before. It really helps me to get my ideas down in my head. My dad supports me with this also. He speaks with me regularly. And I found that kind of writing lyrics is a way for me to really get to know myself and to kind of figure out where things are coming from. I notice that it's an activity that I enjoy. I mean, I've struggled with this, but I would never change it. Is without my music, I kind of don't know who I am anymore. And it's something I always do. And I guess that's kind of why I've moved on to hip hop recently, because I like the format of having a beat, which is just a piece of music that's quite repetitive, and then the space to be able to really write some good lyrics, whether that's kind of cool and catchy or quite deep and descriptive. I like many flavors. I like doing deep storytelling, emotional stuff. I like doing some kind of hard, aggressive rap. But I think as well, it's important to cater to your audience. So I like to think that I've got a variety.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a real massive variety. And you spoke just before the break about The Shadow, and you said something about sort of having multiple kind of characters or multiple sort of aspects to your character that were, you know, and I'm really interested in the fact that you were talking about Carl Jung and psychology, because I've done a lot of reading around that as well. I'm massively interested in that sort of thing. So I think what you're doing is superb, and it's pulling out. And yeah, of course, it's helping you to understand who you are, you know, and it's become who you are.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? But you sound like you started off with that was who you were. As soon as you picked up a guitar, you became the guitar. And I think a lot of musicians out there listening and who have met you so far and who are about going to meet you would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's really immersive experience. But there's something about music which reaches us on levels that aren't about being verbal necessarily anyway, and being able to verbalize how we're feeling.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm always careful when I choose my beats. I'm always looking for a piece of music that is just as good as the lyrics, because I think it's about the hooks in a song, the catchy melodies. Because if I'm honest, I think when it comes to some of this modern hip hop, some of the mumble rap, some of the auto-tune stuff, I like some of it, but I think that some of it relies on a modern style of production that I think loses the melodies. Whereas I was very much inspired by some of the classic hip hop, and like I said already, Eminem in particular. So when I'm choosing beats or making my own music, I like to try and concentrate on the music and make it kind of solid as well as the lyrics.
Yeah. So how let's have a think about the fact that you're autistic and ADHD, and you've mentioned already that that can influence you in terms of being quite obsessive about things and getting into the fantasy as well.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that?
I guess my main supporter has been my dad, because he's close with me and he recognizes it. I think I've learned that I need someone to bounce ideas off, someone to communicate with regularly.
Yeah.
Because if I get absorbed by something, it becomes everything. I'm very much in the moment. I mean, I'll give you a funny example. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a big guy. I'm a musician. But just recently, I kind of got into boxing, and I developed this obsession about trying to be a UFC fighter. And I realized that it just wasn't me. But the way kind of that I just lived that character for the next few days, you know, I was obsessing about going to the gym, thinking about the finish line, thinking about the glory, thinking about success. And I think in that way, I have been quite vulnerable because I can get into things that just aren't me. And I've learned that the environment around me is very important also. I mean, I struggled around 19 when I was hanging around with the wrong sorts of people, and being in house party situations where I was kind of just anxious and in a corner by myself. And I saw some not very good things, and that contributed to my depression. And I realized that it's because I become what I'm around. So I guess having someone like my dad to talk things through really helps. And I suppose now that I understand it a bit more, I just need to be more managing of my time. I've recently been prescribed Ritalin medication, and I take CBD, and I noticed that that's really helped things. I focus a lot better. I'm still energetic, but I slow down, and I'm less impulsive. I mean, impulse control has been something that I've always struggled with in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sounds like you're finally, I mean, you were diagnosed quite late, really. Yeah. So you said it's only been a few years, and I'm sure those years as well, coupled with all of those difficulties of what you've just explained and how you'll become what you're around and who you're around and what you focus on. As a young person, as a teenager, that's really hard to navigate that. Yeah. And to find your sense of self within all of that. And if on top of that you were not prescribed anything, so you're kind of finding your own self-medication through partying or whatever, like a lot of young people do and adults, you know, it's not surprising that your mental health really suffered throughout those years. I do a lot of work as a therapist with young people about identity, because I really believe that it's the core of our, I'm not going to say happiness, but knowing who we are, feeling comfortable with who we are and evolving, because we're never finished, as a young person said to me, and I agree with that, is really important to our well-being.
Yeah.
And when you're sort of 18, 17, 18, 19, hanging around with what you describe as the wrong crowd, doing the wrong kinds of things and feeling uber anxious and different, and not quite knowing how to manage those situations, it's going to absolutely contribute to feeling sort of out of sync with yourself.
Yeah, I think as well with masking, I spent a lot of times being people that wasn't me.
Exactly.
It never was me. It's just that I would watch other people and see how they would be. And then I would try and mimic that behavior in a way that it just wasn't who I was. And because of that, I got some quite bad reactions and I would be misunderstood. And that's what led to my isolation. I mean, I've spent time being with other people, but I've spent far more time being on my own. And I think that, again, is a way that my music kind of became a survival strategy for me, because there's been times where I've been on my own. I've been happy, I've been sad, I've cried, I've laughed. But I think having a pen and a paper, or I type my music on a computer, just a way of getting my feelings out and a way about talking about my aspirations through my music and playing my guitar as well, it gives you something. And I think when things aren't moving forward, it gives you a structure and a way of feeling good about yourself. And I suppose the next stage is to push myself in front of other people and to build a following, a fan base. But I suppose even by myself in my caravan, which I use as a recording studio, having my music has given me that identity.
Well, your music is your identity. So I guess it's bringing your identity back to you. It's almost like a mirror.
Yeah.
In that respect, because you putting everything into your music is your way of communicating, not just with everyone else externally, but with your inner self, isn't it?
Yeah.
And being able to really process who you are and what's going on for you and put it out into music. And because you've been able, I suppose this is the upside of being so focused, hyper-focused on something and really obsessive about something, is you've become really good at it.
Thanks, yeah.
So I guess we're going to listen to your last song now. So do you want to introduce your third song, While Alive, and tell us a little bit about that?
I suppose While Alive is about my neurodiversity. I wrote it when I faced some rejections within the music industry. It talks about kind of wanting to get there, but not quite doing it, but equally kind of describes a different way. I like this song because it's a slower one with the rap. It's more emotional, but there's some harmonized singing for the chorus as well. So I like to think it's kind of, it's got some pop elements to it, as well as being a rap track.
Well, let's listen to the song then, While Alive by, I was going to call you Cade then, but by Go Faster Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens when you die. I'm just trying to get it while alive. Heaven, won't you let me in? I have gambled everything. I can tell you how it's gonna end. I'll be counting millies in a Benz. I've let go of all my fear. I don't need a souvenir. I don't know what happens when you die. I'm just trying to get it while alive. From day one, I was a dreamer. Look at me now, my side hustle is a cleaner. Go home and glue my ears to the speaker. Bass sounds blowing at the tweeters. Think this beat's a keeper. Use a broom to prop up my microphone. Got some old pillows for acoustic foam. Learned the lyrics so I don't need to read them off my phone. It's taken years but I think I'm almost home. Beat me aboard, I'll execute the mission. ADD, impulsive and have a lot of ambition. Just an artsy kid from Britain who grew up insecure and trapped in his vision. A closed-in musician. It's hard to express your best sides when you can't describe how you feel half the time. Music my device, I'm exploring its design. Transcribing my feelings to put emotion into rhyme.
I don't know what happens when you die. I'm just trying to get it while alive. Heaven, won't you let me in? I have gambled everything. I can tell you how it's gonna end. I'll be counting millies in a Benz. I've let go of all my fear. I don't need a souvenir. I don't know what happens when you die. I'm just trying to get it while alive.
Compensating for connection through addiction. Here is my musical depiction about how I abuse music for prescription. Mixed with weed, my lungs are constricting. Envision enjoying a life not based on fiction. Please paint me a picture. Take me away from this pain I've been resisting. Add some beer, the perfect mixture, so I can drift off to sleep quicker. Please double up my dose, so I can transition into dreams and float. Promise I won't overdose. I'm getting higher, every hit slowing down my pulse. Leaving my body, I've become a ghost of a prince who never quite reached the throne. Risk it all so I don't feel like a stone. My mechanical like a drone.
I don't know what happens when you die. I'm just trying to get it while alive. Heaven, won't you let me in? I have gambled everything. I can tell you how it's gonna end.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, welcome back to Autistic Voices. You are listening to While Alive by Go Faster Boy, aka Cade Hill, who's with me for this Autistic Voices this week. So welcome back, Cade.
Hello.
You know, it's really interesting listening to you talking, and thank you so much for being so open and sharing your vulnerability and your strengths with the world who are listening. And I'm sure there'll be other young people out there and even older people who are really resonating with some of the things you're talking about as well. And I really love how you found music as an outlet, and I might call it an inlet as well, because it sounds like it brings you to yourself as well and helps you to really process, like I said, and understand and connect with yourself, you know.
Yeah. I think I'll always be doing my music, and I want to give it a really good shot. And yeah, I guess doing my guitar, doing my lyrics, it really helps me to understand myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad now that I've managed to work with my anxiety, and I have the opportunity to show what I've been working on to other people.
Yeah. And like you've said to me, that you really feel for other kids and young people who don't have that outlet, or the understanding around them either, because, you know, you think autism can have a stigma. There's lots of misunderstanding out there.
Yeah, I think it's important to get the right support or to have the awareness around your neurodiversity, because I think, at least what I've experienced with myself and in conversations with other people, what I see about neurodiversity as a whole is that things can be achieved in some situations. It just usually takes a bit more time, because I think you have to understand yourself and understand the world around you before moving forward. Whereas sometimes, maybe for neurotypical people, everyone has to go through challenges, everyone goes through change. So there's some things that are universal with everyone. But I think you usually have a tendency to pick up on the rules of behavior quicker and understand people's emotions, because I think neurotypical is the majority. And I think I feel for some of the young people, especially, but older people as well, who maybe just haven't had the opportunity or the encouragement or the support. So that's why I'm focusing on making my music, making my brand kind of an awareness hub for neurodiversity, just as much as it's a way to say, hey, I'm going to go faster, boy. I've got an album called Trigger Warnings coming out. Check my stuff.
Yeah. So what you said in one of your emails, and I'm going to finish on this because I thought it was a brilliant quote. So this is a direct quote from Go Faster Boy, who said, I see myself being an icon for kids crucified in education and social settings. I want my music to be accessible, to provide a space for neurodiversity that is considered cool and accepting. This is why my lyrics can be hard-hitting and at times controversial. I talk the truth and aren't afraid to write about things in the way I see life.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And on that note, we're coming to the end of our interview. Before we do that, is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to say is I think I've come across well in this interview, but I'd like to stress that a lot of preparation has gone into this interview. Speaking with my dad to manage what I'm going to say, emailing yourself. There's been a lot of hours spent thinking about how I can structure my answers. And I think it's important to say this because I think neurodivergent people often do present well in situations, but behind the scenes, there's been struggles and things that have been hard. And I think it's an important message that neurodivergent people can achieve and do great things, but sometimes there needs to be a bit of time, a bit of understanding, and a certain way as to how they can achieve that. Just lastly, I'd like to advertise my music again. I've got an Instagram page, Go Faster Boy. I've got a Facebook page, Go Faster Boy. It would be great to hear from other neurodiverse people. I know you have many talents, many stories and experiences. I'm looking to build a community, and it'd be great to hear from you. So if you want to give my Instagram a follow, I'll follow you back, and I can always share people's music and people's talents on my page also.
That's absolutely amazing. Thank you for going over that. I think it's really important what you've said. And yes, if you're listening out there, let's build this creative community. Get in touch with Cade through his Instagram, Go Faster Boy, or his Facebook, Go Faster Boy. Listen to him on SoundCloud and get in touch with us via the show. And if you want to come on and talk about your own experiences, please get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. So thank you for your time, Cade. You've been amazing, and good luck with everything.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm Evelyn Charmer. This is Autistic Voices on UK Health Radio. And special thanks to our guest of the week.